Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is the Retirement Ready Podcast with President and Founder Eric Peterson of Peterson Financial Group, Iowa's retirement specialist with an office in Des Moines. It's time to make sure that you're retirement ready.
You know, we're going to talk, Eric, on this section about, you know, things that your advisor is maybe doing or not doing. We see a lot of people who are getting the kind of advice and service from their financial professional that maybe they shouldn't be, right? Or they're just not getting it at all, because in many cases, they might have just kind of started working with someone who's really more about the accumulation, right? The growth of the wealth versus some other really important areas of guidance that you're going to need as you get closer to retirement. So let's just talk about some of those areas that maybe your advisor's not talking to you about. And if not, that could be a sign that, you know, it's time to look around for somebody else. So let's start with something that's obviously pretty important to you, which is the tax conversation, right? So reviewing tax returns, looking at that tax angle. Now, while you're not a CPA, Eric, you guys do focus heavily on how taxes will affect the overall retirement strategy, because it's probably the second most important thing, really, if you think about income being the first, maybe taxes a second, because it's how much you're keeping or not.
Right, because most people's money in retirement is going to come from a couple of places, usually Social Security, obviously, pension if they have one, but then distributions from qualified plans, which include 401k, 403b, IRAs, TSP if you're a government employee, those types of things. When you take money out of those qualified plans, it's 100% taxable at your highest marginal rate. So you want to be mindful of how you can take money out of those plans and pay the least amount of tax possible. So having a tax distribution plan is critical. But a lot of people in the financial services industry don't talk about taxes at all, because two reasons. One, they don't know. And second reason, they're not allowed. Because when you make a recommendation with regards to taxation, you know, and you get it wrong, you could be on the hook. You get up some liability there. And so a large firm, you know, any of the big firms out there, not going to let the representatives talk about that. So instead, they put a blanket statement on the bottom of your statements that says, consult your tax advisor. Well, the problem is your tax advisor is always going to look at what has already occurred, not what is about to happen. And so if they make a recommendation to you, that typically has some tax consequences to it. It's kind of nice to know what those consequences are going to be before you make that decision to, you know, do a conversion or take a distribution or any of those types of things. So although I'm not a CPA, I do understand taxes because I took the 11-week long H&R Block tax preparation course, and our softwares calculate this stuff, and we know how to use those softwares, and we can get you close. We're going to get you to the penny, but our clients are very thankful when they go in to prepare their tax, like, oh yeah, you know, Peterson Financial told me it was going to be about this. And so we're not blindsided, right? It's when you're blindsided that you get upset, right? Well, why didn't he tell me I was going to owe all this extra tax, right? Or I should have, you know, went in and got the coupon to send it in so I don't have to pay the penalty because I didn't get enough money put in, those types of things. So understanding taxes is critical,
right,
for your retirement, because the more you get to, the more you keep, the more you get to spend and enjoy, or less you have to take out of your plans if you can reduce the tax liability on them. So
exactly.
If your advisor's not doing that, and that comes, so if somebody's paying the same fee, let's say we charge X and the other advisor charged the same fee, right? Mm-hmm. Look at the extra value you're getting here, because mm-hmm, we're also going to help you on your tax side of things.
Yeah, great point.
Right?
Yeah, and it's a huge component of it, right? I mean, it's really a huge component of the overall retirement planning process. So, and speaking of fees, that's actually on my list as well. So let's talk about that. You know, evaluating the fees and the costs of your investments or even the instruments that you have. And again, if you're really working with someone who's focusing on the accumulation side, while on the one hand you'd think they might be evaluating that, they may not. They may just be saying, hey, let's just get into this product or get into that product, or pump money into this account or that account, because they're really looking at the growth, not necessarily you know, those are the components there.
Right. And fees only come into question if in the absence of value. If you're getting value for the fees that you're paying, that's fine. But what I see is a lot of people are paying fees on top of fees. We're not big fans of mutual funds because they have a lot of hidden fees.
You know, I heard that they're on their way. I heard something interesting that they're looking at maybe phasing them out over time because of the popularity switch to ETFs and all that stuff. I just read that, I think, in Wall Street Journal not too long ago or something. Yeah, it'll be a ways away, but yeah, it's something that's a conversation that's been started.
So they have multiple layers of fee. They have the fee that's disclosed in the prospectus.
Right, right.
But then there's fees, there's hidden costs inside of those, and because they don't know how much trading they're going to do inside of that. And that's based on, you know, when the manager decides to buy and sell stuff. It's also based on people getting in and out of those fees. Mm-hmm. But one of the largest choices that people have in their 401k are these target date funds. You know, if I'm going to retire in 2035, I select a 2035 fund. Well, if you drill down, what you'll see is there's a fee for the 2035 fund, but the 2035 fund is made up of, let's say, 12 different mutual funds from that same provider. Let's say it's T. Rowe Price. So it's 12 different T. Rowe Price funds. Well, each fund has a fee as well. And if you're working with somebody, it's building you a portfolio that's all mutual funds. If they're charging, let's say, 1.5%, and then you're paying the mutual fund fees on top of that, you know, you got fee on top of fee. When we build portfolios, we're either using stock, doesn't have a fee, or low-cost ETFs if we're trying, because on some portfolios we have to use exchange-traded funds because you don't have enough to go into the all-stock portfolios. Mm. And exchange-traded funds are minimal fees.
Right. And I think that was that conversation piece. As a matter of fact, I think it was Bloomberg, I looked it up, that was talking about the era of mutual funds, you know, dying down. They won't go anywhere completely, but they're just being so overshadowed by ETFs, right?
Right, because exchange-traded funds came about due to technology.
Right, yeah, just the ease of use and technology and just all sorts of reasons why fees, there's just a ton of reasons why mutual funds don't get looked at as much, to your point.
Right, because with a mutual fund, you don't know what the value is until the end of the day.
Right.
With exchange-traded fund, you can determine what the value is all throughout the day because it's priced like a stock.
Yeah, works like a fund, right, but it gets traded like stock.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, so there's another one. What about the conversation of just, you know, we were just talking about grandma, discussing and planning, you know, retirement income. That's important with your loved ones, with your elderly folks, with yourself, right? Whatever the case might be, but that's a huge piece of what your advisor should be doing, talking about what's that strategy look like.
Right. So again, you mentioned accumulation advisors versus distribution advisors.
Right.
Accumulation is relatively simple, right? Just keep putting money at it and, you know, you get to this value, you know, hopefully. And so, you know, just don't worry about the losses yet. But you're going to reach this right. point where you're going to want to take the money out, right? And so the key to successful distribution planning is, one, reducing the tax liability as you take that money out, but also taking it from safer, smarter places. What you don't want to do is take income from accounts that can vary, because this month you want to take your income, right? And let's say the market, like October of this year, the market was not very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to also sell those assets to generate the income, well, you're locking in those losses. That's a bad way to dollar cost average on the downside,
yeah,
right?
Bad juju, right.
Right. Now, you know, you could be sitting on the sidelines, and this year cash is actually paying better, but for years cash was trash is what Warren Buffett used to say. wasn't paying anything. So you're sitting on the sidelines, not making anything, but you're safe. So how do you create safer places to pull income from? How can you take some of the risks off, which are longevity risk? I don't want to have that. And so all those things. So the distribution side is what is more challenging, and that's where we help people. So a lot of us get lumped into the same kind of, you know, what do you do? You know, I guess I'm a retirement income planner as opposed to a financial advisor, because financial advisors are just all about growth, growth, growth. Mm-hmm. We're more about, hey, let's get you, you know, safe retirement income coming in. We still want growth because you need to outpace inflation and have money for down the road, maybe healthcare concerns, those types of things,
right,
legacy,
right.
But also tax efficient growth. Or tax-efficient income. So that's where retirement planning is different. Retirement income planning is way different than accumulation side of things.
Well, you just said the word legacy, so let's finish with that one because that's the other piece of it, right? So again, if you're working with someone who's really not talking about all these other pieces, they're probably not talking with you about your, you know, overall family goals and legacy plans. Even if it's not a big plan, Eric, it's still something, right? Like you're still, like, even if you're one of those folks that say, I'm not leaving my kids anything, right? I'm going to make sure that I enjoy it all myself, but there's probably still going to be some things that are left behind that you want to deal with.
Right. There's probably going to be something left over. And just, you know, very simply, just making sure, one, beneficiaries are up to date, right? So that it goes how you want it to go, doesn't go to, you know, people that you didn't want it to go to, or, you know, you die intestate or something like that, right?
It's always going to be something.
Yeah. Or, you know, hey, if you're going to have a lot of leftover wealth and you still are charitably intent, maybe you want to look at leaving tax toxic assets to people that won't pay tax, which would be charitable entities, and leave more tax free assets to children. Or if you don't have children, leave it to, you know, nieces and nephews and things like that. And when they won't pay tax. So all kinds of things like this. I was just, you know, meeting with a client who's been a client actually for 22 years and with her son, and going through everything because, you know, she's getting older, and showing him, you know, if she actually ends up having to transition to a facility where we could draw money from, those kinds of things. And also some of the tax liability that he and his brothers and sisters are going to have when they inherit some of this stuff. And he was a little overwhelmed. I started talking through some things that, don't worry, we're going to help, you know, when something happens. But, you know, that there's going to be some tax liability when you pass money on.
Right.
So how can you set it up, especially if you are charitably inclined? And so having those conversations and just making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and those kinds of things. But those types of things don't generate a lot of revenue for the advisor. Okay. Because they're not selling something, they're servicing something. But that's all part of what they should be doing if they're charging you a fee, right? Mm-hmm. It's the holistic part of it. It should be coming with making sure that your plan is done correctly. It's not just, hey, when you come in, it generates revenue because they're always selling you something new. Yeah, it shouldn't be like that. It should be, let's service your accounts. Let's make sure that everything is done appropriately, because that's what you're paying us for. We're on retainer for that. Answering your questions, making sure you're getting the right information, referring you to people that can get you the right information. And that's what you get here at Peterson Financial Group. So though we do charge fee for managing assets, what's included in that is all the other stuff. Making sure you're not paying more taxes than you legally have to. Making sure that all the things in your plan are the where they should be. Beneficiaries are up to date and accurate. All those kinds of things. So if you don't have that and you want that, give us a call.
You've been listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast. If you have questions about what you've heard on today's podcast and would like to schedule a complimentary retirement readiness review with Eric Peterson and the team at Peterson Financial Group, call now. 515-226-1500 is the number to dial. That's 515-226-1500. They are Iowa's retirement specialists and standing by to help you achieve your financial and retirement goals. Want to ask a question online? Visit the team at AskEricPeterson.com. Thanks for listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast, making sure that you're retirement ready.
Did you know that Eric Peterson also has a radio show? Tune in to the Retirement Ready radio show, Sundays at noon on AM 1040 WHO.
Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.